Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. And you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Pretty good.
Good, good, good.
So, I thought before we could talk about the music, because it's the only thing I can read all morning. Do you watch EastEnders?
Yeah.
Did you watch it last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I know, rubbish. Do you know what? I didn't need to watch it, because social networks have just told me everything that I missed out on the whole week.
Were you quite annoyed you found out before you watched it?
No, I was gutted to find out who it was. I was like, come on.
I quite liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I need to watch back, to be fair. I need to watch back.
I quite like a murderous 12-year-old. Quite into it. A demon 12-year-old. But, well, yeah, as you said, you found out on social media. I kept reading posts on Facebook last night from people going, oh, it's so... can people stop posting about it? Can you stop telling me?
But yet they're the one posting.
Don't go on Facebook.
Yeah. They're the one posting about it.
You know people are going to talk about it. It's the most culturally important thing of 2015, that live episode. You're not expecting people to post about it online. Unbelievable. So you're not here to talk about EastEnders?
Absolutely not, no.
You are here because you sing on my track of the week from Higher Self, a record called Ghosts.
Yeah.
How did it come about, singing on this track?
Well, I met Paul, Higher Self on...
Is that his name? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Paul.
On, yeah.
I wouldn't think of Paul Higher Self.
Yeah, he's wicked. He's wicked. Proper down to earth lad.
Wouldn't think of it as a Paul.
Yeah, basically we met up, met on SoundCloud actually, and got talking and worked on the track. The track, you know, come about almost straight away. It was a no-brainer. Melodies came, then everything else, the words, everything, bang, there you go. And then we sent it over to a couple of labels and it was signed within 3 days, so.
Wow, so yeah. Straight away.
But yeah, a quick turnaround.
Because when I first heard it, I sort of thought, you listen to it and go, yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Especially with what's popular nowadays in the charts, people like Duke Jamont doing well.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, that's a hit. Do you know when you finished recording that in the studio, before you sent it off to the labels, do you sort of know going, yeah, we've got a big hit here?
We was excited about the track, but you never know. You get hyped up about something, but then somebody might turn around and say, "Oh my god, what a pile of rubbish!"
It's awful.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How dare you play this to my ears?
What have you been doing?
But no, it's got, you know, received very well, and people are loving it. And it's not just the UK; it's pretty much worldwide at the moment. So. Massive.
Yeah, because that's the thing. On the SoundCloud, I think it's had over 1.5 million plays.
Yep.
The music videos has been watched nearly 1 million times now.
Yep.
Is it quite insane to see?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's done.
It's really daunting. Like, just shows you that there are 1 million people in the world. Obviously, you know there are 1 million people, but 1 million people have sat there and clicked, you know, play on your music video.
That's what I'm going to do right now. Click play on it. So this is my track of the week. We'll chat more to Lauren next. This is Higher Self featuring Lauren Mason, Ghosts on Phoenix FM. Track of the week, Higher Self, Lauren Mason, Ghosts on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Sick of hearing it?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Soon. I reckon it's got another, I think, 4 weeks until it comes out. Probably by that time, maybe.
Is it quite weird having to wait? Because obviously you had that record months ago now.
Yeah, months ago,
And then it's just been sitting there.
Yeah.
And then it will, like, go all back around
again
when it gets
released. Do you know what? It's been steadily progressing. Because actually, the track that was signed to Spinning, which is a massive dance label... then got signed over to FFRR, which is Pete Tong's label, which is what Ghost is signed to. So, you know, the DJs that have picked it up are like, wow. Like, you've got the likes of Oliver Heldens playing it, you know, The Magician, everything else, like these massive, massive DJs. And like, love from like really famous DJs, like yeah, I love the vocals, and I'm just like, whoa.
Who's your favourite DJ who supported the record?
It's awkward. You can't really say that.
You can. I mean, tactically, you should probably say Pete Tong if he signed it.
Yeah, we'll go for that.
He signed the record.
Yeah.
It's a safe bet, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's not been released yet. He could pull it out still, couldn't he?
I'm going to run with your one. Yeah, definitely. Pete Tong put it. He was the first person to play it on radio. Gave it a massive platform. His first play was on Radio 1. Can't get much better than that, so...
Can't complain?
No, can't complain.
And I saw you tweet at the start of the week. You were in Amsterdam at the start of the week. What were you doing out there?
It wasn't anything music related. Just having a little jolly with a few
friends.
That
sort of thing.
No, just a little jolly with a few friends.
That sort of Amsterdam trip.
I'll tell you what, it's been so busy that it was nice to just get away for a couple of days. Even though it was freezing over there.
Yeah, is your schedule ahead of the release now manic?
Yeah, it's nuts. It is nuts. That with extra studio dates as well, because I'm also songwriting as well, top line writing, as well as doing my thing, as well as the ghost thing. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's nice.
I saw you tweet yesterday that you're writing for some pretty big names.
Oh my God. The briefs that are coming in are just
crazy.
Can
you give us any ideas or is it all...
No.
No, you can't say anything. Say anything.
I'm definitely not going to jinx it.
So...
Will
someone send you like an email going, would you be interested in writing a song for X?
Yeah.
And then you go back to them and go,
that's
yes
pretty
or no.
Much how they're coming in at the moment, if I'm honest.
So,
which is great.
But they don't, and then it's up to you to go away, do the song, and then they'll choose whether they like it or not.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, on the scale of big, I don't know, what sort of scale can we use here? Steve Brookstein, first X Factor winner, to Madonna.
Yeah.
Let's say Madonna's 10,
yeah.
Steve Brookstein's 0. What sort of, where are we looking at?
Yeah, we're definitely talking Madonna scale.
We are talking...
Yeah, 100% Madonna scale. God, see, I wouldn't have picked Madonna as the top.
No.
I don't know
why I chose her.
I would have said maybe like, you know, someone really popular, like Katy Perry's top. But we can go for Madonna big.
Yeah.
She'd just be below.
Just
yeah,
below
massive people. It's so exciting. I feel so lucky.
Has that mostly been since Ghost? Because Ghost has done so well. Have now people
Absolutely,
heard that
yeah.
and gone, oh,
yeah,
fancy writing
yeah.
a song for us?
Yeah.
So all, one all song changed. Can essentially change not
everything.
Your life's a bit drastic, but...
No,
one,
it's true. It,
yeah.
is, it is that simple.
You just need one hit.
Yeah.
You can get loads from that.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you sort of enjoy more? Because I know you do your own solo records as well.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Do you like your solo stuff featuring on someone else's record?
I like collaborating. So featuring being a featuring artist is always good because it's two people's input. Whereas my own stuff, it's just, you know, I do what I like. I like it all, really. I'd say songwriting's my favourite for other people. That's my favourite thing to do.
Songwriting for Madonna.
Yeah, no, I'm not Madonna, but...
why would it be Madonna?
You love Madonna.
I don't like Madonna.
You love her.
I actually did a blog about Madonna the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I definitely don't like her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like granny in leotards and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Why are you flashing your ass at 57?
Yeah, it's weird. It's
weird.
It's weird.
Well, thanks for coming in. Ghost with Higher Self is out on the 29th of March.
Yes,
is that right?
Correct.
You've been saying that all right. I've been saying that all week. It'd be awkward if it was wrong, wouldn't it? Ghost is out on the 29th of March. Best of luck for it. I'm sure it's going to do
Thank
pretty
you
well.
Ever so much for having me.